At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Got a poll question. I think we're changing it because it was a runaway winner.
Oh, yeah. Who would you rather have for the next 7 years, Luka or Zion? 89% said Luka. So the new question is, if you were a likely first-round pick, would you play college football this season? It's actually 51% said no. So it's a close to 50-50.
I would like to find out what's going to happen over the next month before I would make that decision or have to answer that question there. These players don't have that luxury, but I think you're going to see some more players who are going to opt out. Connecticut canceled their season. I think that there are some teams in the Big Ten who might have their seasons in jeopardy. I don't know. Are we going to have a Final Four this year? Are we going to have a national championship game? Big Ten released its schedule, so everybody's doing what I said they were going to do back in April, and that is they're just going to do conference games if they can. That is the game plan here. And part of the reason why Connecticut canceled their season is because they're not affiliated with any conference, and they were going to play two games, I think, in the ACC. They had lost games already because teams in conferences are saying we're not going to play out-of-conference games, and Connecticut just decided to cancel their season. But I think you're going to see schools, smaller schools, announce that they're going to play in the spring. I don't think the Ivy League is going to be the outlier. I think they're going to have other smaller schools, maybe not the FBS schools, but you're going to have smaller schools who are going to do the same thing. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle with DP Show. Say good morning to Chat Row, those watching on youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow. And 362 radio affiliates around the country carrying the Dan Patrick Show. Talked a lot of basketball in the first hour. Watched just the highlights. There was a power outage on the East Coast, so still waiting to get power back at our homes, but we have it here in the Man Cave. And I was watching Luka Doncic and the Mavs against Sacramento. That was fun to watch. And, you know, Luka might have that team in the fourth spot when the playoffs start. And it's a great race for that final spot. the eighth spot in the West is really spicy here, because you start to look at Dallas is in, obviously. Oklahoma City plays the Lakers tonight. Utah, Rockets, Nuggets, Clippers, and the Lakers. Clippers lost last night at the buzzer to the Suns. Memphis is holding on for dear life for the eighth spot, followed by the Blazers. San Antonio's playing well. The Pelicans are still in there, and the Phoenix Suns. So it's been a nice race here, because we wanted to have some value to the regular season, and it's been fun just to watch these teams trying to get in. The Lakers, of course, have nothing left to play for. I'm curious what happens tonight in this game against Oklahoma City. How much do LeBron and Anthony Davis play? I would lean towards having them play a little bit more, because I want to make sure that they are in shape, ready to go, playoff ready once the playoffs start, because the team they're going to face in the opening round is going to have to scratch and claw its way into that eighth spot. And they're going to be already playing playoff basketball. They're not going to be as good as the Lakers, but they could catch them off guard, at least that first game. Yeah, Paulie.
The other day when I was thinking about this, I thought the Lakers had opportunity to give their guys two or three nights rest, but they basically had 3 months rest. You're saying hit the gas and tighten it up.
I don't want them playing 35, but I do want them playing at least 25 minutes. I just think keeping fresh here, keep moving here, that would be my approach. Now, I don't know if there's anybody having injuries that they're nursing. I don't think they can be tired, but I want them to be ready to go once the playoffs start. Yeah, McLovin.
I was watching the Nets against the Bucks, and Giannis played the first half, and some guy that the Nets just signed wrestled Giannis to the ground.
Yeah.
And is that a fear that you're playing against guys who are sort of borderline guys who wouldn't normally be there, that it's a little dangerous for LeBron and Giannis?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Nets, that's certainly an anomaly, because they're lucky that they even fielded a team. And to go in there, and look, the Bucks had nothing to play for. And, the Nets were 18.5-point underdogs. How does Vegas not recognize that? Because that's one of the biggest upsets in NBA history, at least the last 30 years, I think, as far as the point spreads go. You know, the Nets don't have anybody.
What about your boy, what is it, Luawa Kabarru?
TLC. They can't say his name.
Timothy Luawa Kabarru.
Yeah.
He dropped 24 last night. That's your guy.
Yeah.
TLC is the only thing they call him. Yeah, they beat the Wizards the game before, who are also like a G League team.
Yeah, the Wizards and Nets shouldn't be in there. But I give the Nets credit. They played hard and picked up the victory. But I think that's one of the bigger upsets. I don't know how many people were taking the Bucks over the Nets last night. I don't know how much action was on that game. But I know the Nets players were like, oh, nobody gave us a chance. Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, McLovin.
Paulie and I were over the roof about Jamal Crawford's 5 minutes.
Oh, I felt terrible. I love Jamal Crawford. He's a guy who never made an all-star, sixth man of the year a couple of times, and he can score. And it came out of Michigan. Everything about him is, I can identify with. He likes to shoot. But I think a hamstring injury, and he was playing well, and it's a nice little story, but Jamal went down last night. That was uncomfortable to watch there. Lou Williams gave us an update on his trip to Magic City. I don't know if you want to hear more details on Lululemon, but here is Lou Williams talking about the visit to Magic City, where the wings are great.
In hindsight, I think as far as a public safety issue goes, I probably could have made a better quality decision. I was a little naive in that aspect. I went somewhere after a viewing of somebody I considered a mentor, somebody that I looked up to, first black man that I've seen with legal money in my life. And the funeral home was a couple blocks away from one of my favorite restaurants. It's been documented how much I talk about this place, how much I eat there. And so I just did something that was routine for me. I frequent that place at that time of day, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. At the time, I thought I was making a responsible decision. After looking back on it, with everything going on in the world and the pandemic, maybe it wasn't the best quality decision. So, I chalk it up as that, take my L and keep moving.
Yeah, you can take out the word probably. It was a bad decision there. Just go and get the takeout. Because remember, that's what we were told. You're just going for the takeout, and then all of a sudden, some investigative reporter talked to one of the dancers and said, did anybody give Lou a lap dance? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. And I went, oh, okay. And I feel bad for him because he was leaving for, you know, a family emergency here. And, you know, that got hijacked because he went to Magic City, where the wings are great.
Well documented.
Yeah.
It's well documented. There's documents out there that can find out about Lou Williams' love of those wings.
Yes, you got to love those wings. Damian Lillard of the Blazers was talking about the greatness of Carmelo Anthony. I have some people say, do you owe Carmelo Anthony an apology? And I went, why? Well, you didn't think that he was going to be. And I said, no, he can do one thing. He can shoot. He can't do anything else. And I didn't know if Portland would be able to absorb that kind of one-dimensional player. They do have a great, they have a great team. That's a talented team. But he's not my go-to guy where I go, hey, let me go to a guy who hits, you know, 15 to 18 footers here. But I give him credit. You know, Carmelo has played well. Yes, he.
It looks like he's having so much fun, too, which is nice to see. Like, this sort of, you know, Carmelo 3.0 or 4.0, whatever we're on right now, is a lot of fun to watch.
And I'm on record as saying I was hopeful that he would end up back with the Knicks where he could have a victory tour, where they could celebrate him one more time. Now, maybe not going back to the Knicks, but to go back and have one more run through the league where people could appreciate Carmelo Anthony. When we met him in the studio, I'd never been around him. I said, Carmelo, you got to do more interviews so people can see who you are, hear who you are. I don't think he was interested in that. Here is Damian Lillard talking about Carmelo.
Carmelo Anthony has hit massive shots for you guys. What has he meant to the team, especially here in Orlando?
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, I think it's more disappointing that people are surprised by it. You know what I mean? He's a Hall of Famer, like I said. He's a great teammate. And that's what we expect from him. You know, we put him in those positions because we expect him to make those shots. We believe he's going to make those shots. And we brought him here because we knew he would make a difference for our team, and he's been doing that. So no surprises here. We expect that from him, and, you know, I'm glad that he's here to come through for us in those big situations.
That's Damian Lillard. And look, if you go back early in his career, the ball stopped when it went to him. But he's smart enough to know at this stage of his career that he's got guys who are better than him and guys who should have the ball. But he's hit some big shots here. He made two big plays in the final 3 minutes. He blocked a shot there with the score tied and then hits a three, you know, putting Portland up by five. So, no, congratulations. Good for him. And so, I wasn't rooting against him. I just, he's not my kind of player. You know, I know he won at Syracuse and he was spectacular his freshman year. But he's just always been that one-dimensional kind of player, certainly in the latter part of his career. Also, Allen Iverson was interviewed on Complex. I don't know if that's a TV show or a podcast or a radio show. And he was asked about the greatest of all time debate.
I'm not going to fight it. You know what I mean? Like, much as I love Michael Jordan, like, dog, man, LeBron James is the one, dog. He the one, man. One.
I didn't expect that answer. Let me play that again. Here's Iverson, and he is saying Michael Jordan is not the GOAT.
I'm not going to fight it. You know what I mean? Like, much as I love Michael Jordan, like, dog, man, LeBron James is the one, dog. He the one, man. The one.
All right. Oh, now we've just restarted that debate. LeBron or Michael, who's the greatest of all time? Yeah, Paul.
Michael's going to add one more episode to The Last Dance where he just demolishes Iverson. Bunch of old video. And
I don't know. Iverson always has the trump card. That one piece of video where he crosses Mike over twice, hits the jumper. But people want to ask this question all the time, especially after the documentary on Michael Jordan. And I go, my answer hasn't changed. That I just take Michael because it's easier. Like, then I don't spend hours talking about this because it's not a winnable argument. If you're coming from LeBron's side of the argument, you're not going to win it. It's frustrating. It's unwinnable. And that's why it makes for a great barroom debate. Mike, if you wanted to make him the greatest player of all time, what I don't know what your criteria is. Go ahead. I'm fine with that. But LeBron, to me, LeBron is a more interesting player because of who he is. Interesting person and player. Is he a better player? He's a different player. They are different. Kobe and Michael, they were the same. LeBron is nowhere near what Michael, the way Mike played, personality, just not like that. Kobe wired himself or rewired himself to be like Michael Jordan. The way he played, that killer instinct, everything about it. Yeah, see.
There was a video I just saw recently about, and it's I only bring it up because it's clear how much of an impact Michael Jordan had on Kobe, right? But he was doing an interview, and he said at 13, he was like 57 on Street and Smith's like top 100 ranking for his age group. And he said he made a list of those 56 other kids. And over the next 5 years, he called it his kill list. And over the next 5 years on the AAU circuit, he made sure that he got each and every one of those kids. Because he's just like, I got to kill these dudes. They need to know that I'm legit.
Now, and you know, Michael had to create situations. Situations that weren't real. Grudges that weren't real. Boy, that's when you know you've gotten bored. Where you go, I kind of mastered this thing. I think that guy might have said something about me. I'm going to go out and torch him for 50. And then poor LeBradford Smith goes, I didn't say anything. Well, somebody told me that maybe you said something here. Jesse in Los Angeles on the program. Hi, Jess. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Pete.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to comment on Luka and also had an NBA prediction of yours that I believe is now going to come true.
All right.
So I watched Luka dismantle my Sacramento Kings last night, and I got to tell the shark guy in the back who was bashing him earlier to stay in his lane on this, because Luka's stat line from last night is something only, like you said, Kareem's done, Wilt's done, and Elgin Baylor have done. And it's not some inflated four-letter, like, network Zion stat. So that's what I'm going to say to him. But on the prediction of yours, I believe is going to come true. The NBA has seen the intensity and the quality of these games in the bubble, and it's awesome. And because of that, I see your prediction of teams that are out of the playoff run now playing for something like the number one draft pick by accumulating wins instead of losses and, you know, avoiding tanking to come true.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse. Yes, Shark Guy.
Well, I mean, just all the rings with Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, that's a great example. Wow. God forbid he brings up Bill Russell or Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Perfect. He's proving my case.
No, no. Hey.
Elgin Baylor could put up 38 points a game, but show me the ring.
Mm. Well, there are a lot of guys who've won rings. Robert Horry's got a lot of rings.
Yeah. Big Steve Shot
Kerr.
Bob.
Steve Kerr's got a lot of rings.
He sure does.
Yeah. There were guys who were role players on the Celtics who have a lot of rings.
There's a lot of Alex Englishes out there, Dan. I'm not dating myself at all with that reference.
Luka doesn't play on a great team. Right?
Right. If he did, he wouldn't be scoring 34 points, 20 boards, and 11 assists, obviously. Because he'd have to share all those stats.
Yeah. But then he would be greater because his team was winning, but his numbers aren't as great, according to you.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, eventually he's going to have some talent there, right? Unless you think Porzingis can be that guy.
Well, you need a little bit more. I mean, Porzingis is, you know, he's the unicorn out there. But, you know, they got other players, Tim Hardaway Jr. Don't they have some guy named Finney on that team? I mean, come on. You got J.J. Barea. He's starting. They don't have a good team.
Is that like J.J. Barea's son is starting?
No,
like the guy from the finals like years ago?
J.J. Barea is still on the Mavs. He's probably 35, isn't he? How old is J.J. Barea?
36.
All right.
Wow, that is not a great start.
No, so you have to look around and go, Luka has to do more. You're not giving him credit for doing more. You're taking away credit because he's a ball hog and he should be putting up these kind of numbers. That's the feeling I always get when you talk about Luka.
Yes, I mean, he's on not a great team, so he's got to just accumulate numbers.
Yeah, so instead of saying, wow, he's got his team in a position, maybe they're the fourth seed in the West.
We'll see. Oh. I mean, they don't look great in the bubble. You have to admit that they're kind of... They go overtime with the Kings and lose their other two games?
I don't think that they're a great team. I don't think they're a very good team. At times, they're a good team. Yeah, Paul.
Mavs lead the league in obscure guys with hyphenated names. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Willie Cauley-Stein, Dorian Finney-Smith.
Just saw this from David Pollack from the Mothership, the former NFL player. I don't see the UConn decision meaning anything to the main teams in college football. They folded because they would lose a ton of money. Others will play to make sure they don't lose money. Well, also, you got to factor in that nobody wanted to play Connecticut because they only wanted to play teams in their own conference. So UConn was a team that was looking for opponents. These teams are getting boxed out here. You know, that Notre Dame was brought into the ACC, and there's going to be collateral damage with some of these teams that we're going to try to play. Didn't Connecticut have two games in the ACC scheduled? Maybe Virginia was one of them. And I think they had one more. Clemson? Were they scheduled to play Clemson?
North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. All right. So the ACC just said, hey, look, we're closing our borders here. We're just going to play ACC football. Yeah, McLovin.
Those are basketball games, let's face it. UConn, UNC, UConn, Virginia. There's no need for them to play football.
Well, that might be one of those, hey, we'll play you in basketball, but we also want to play you in football. Although, not the men's team. They've had a couple of down years, though. Yeah, McLovin.
So if Rutgers has to cancel, what the heck are we going to do at noon? I mean, is Maryland just going to
do it on Saturday?
Scrimmage?
Yeah. I'm just going to watch Maryland football. Because Maryland always plays at noon. Indiana, noon Eastern on a Saturday. Yeah, Paul.
You know, the Hoosiers are getting a little better at that program. They're flirting with that 3 o'clock window.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
You know you've made it.
Yeah.
You get out of the noon bubble there on ESPN. I always love that. Be like, who's the noon game? And then Fox started coming in, and then they had their nooner as well. Wake Forest, got to have them.
But theirs is good, right? They decided to put a good game at noon, didn't they?
By the way, Alex English, most points in the 80s. How about that one, McLovin?
Get out of here. Is that right?
Alex English scored more points in the 1980s than anybody else. Shots fired.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what stat of the day.
Yes, McLovin.
Remember that whole school of guys, George Gervin, Kiki Vanderway, Alex English, you could just score and do nothing else at all.
I loved watching Kiki Vanderway. Always would go left. He'd dunk on you left hand. Ugh. Kiki was great. Alex English is one of the nicest people you ever meet. And he could score. They called him Flick because he'd had the ball up so high and he just had this little flick shot. And the Nuggets were good teams. They just weren't great teams. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, he was very nice. Never bothered anyone during playoff time. Paulie said that, by the way. I want nothing because he sounds great.
That's McLovin, the shark guy, who's saying that about Alex English. I don't know why you came in mean-spirited today. I like it, but you just came in firing today. I was so happy when I got to watch Sacramento against the Mavs before the power went out. And then you all of a sudden said, Luka, ball hog.
It's getting harder to back my anti-Luka stances every day. I'm bending over backwards.
Adam Lefko is going to join us. Now, he's with Turner Sports. Is he BR Live, Bleacher Report as well?
He's a big shot. He's all over TV these days.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Atlanta studios over the next 3 weeks.
Adam Lefko will join us. We'll talk some basketball with him. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP Show. Reggie Miller, I think, will join us from the bubble on Friday.
Correct.
Thank you, Todd. Take a break here. More phone calls coming up. This is the Dan Patrick Show. I have to admit, didn't get a great night's sleep because there's no power in the house, and the winds were howling just a little bit. But when you have that Sleep Number 360 smart bed, it doesn't know that the wind is howling. It's going to treat you nice. It's just one nice hug is what it is. It's just a friendly hug there. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Right now, limited time, save up to $500 on the select smart beds. Shop your way. You can go to a Sleep Number store or online. Go to danpatrick.com, sleepnumber.com/Patrick. That's sleepnumber.com/Patrick. And they have all kinds of tips for you. You're going to find out your sleep number as well. Mine's 75. They also have Sleep IQ technology, and that will tell you about how you slept the night before, and then you can make changes there. But they have tips saying, you know, don't drink caffeine past 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Get ready almost. You kind of ease into that sleep mode. Sleep prepares you. Be more balanced emotionally. Todd, you could use a little more sleep.
That explains a lot of things.
Yes, it does. But save up to $500 on select smart beds right now. Sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change. Things change. People change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you have an idea for a podcast, I'm ready to talk to you. NextGreatPodcast.com. You submit your pitch, and we're going to have 10 semifinalists, and you get $1,000 to produce a pilot episode. And then listeners from around the world, thanks to iHeartRadio and our partnership with them, will be voting on your podcast. And then I'm going into business with you. I will be helping you with the NextGreatPodcast.com. And more details to come. Adam Lefko is set to join us on loan from the NBA on TNT. He hosts NBA on TNT Tuesdays. TNT will present eight NBA games in 3 days, beginning with a triple header on Thursday night. Bucks Heat, Clippers Mavs, Lakers Rockets. Coverage begins at 4 Eastern, and Lefko joins us now. We've been having a debate. McLovin has been so down on Luka Doncic.
Such a hater, Dan.
I know, and I don't understand this, because I think we've almost taken for granted that Luka puts in a night of 34, 20, and 12, and it's not headline worthy. Is he a great player?
Oh, I look at how great players talk about young players as my barometer of greatness, okay, because great players do not like to call young players great. They like to say that they have it's easier for them, or the style of the game benefits them. He has Kristaps Porzingis, and then it's Seth Curry, Tim Hardaway Jr. Like, who else is there to get these assists to? And I think Luka, the way he controls the pace of the game, his shot, his physicality, the growth he made from year one to year two, I think he's just a hater. I think there's jealousy of the base tan that Luka has gotten in Orlando because we know that there's a little bit of pastiness in the studio right now.
McLovin?
Well, first of all, Adam, like me, is a Philly guy. We're born to be cynical and not trust these guys. That's true. He's ready to jump all over this bandwagon.
If both these guys, if Zion and Luka were open on the open market right now,
Luka.
Okay. To me, it's,
I like shooters.
Yeah.
Like I would go Shea Gilgeous-Alexander over Ja Morant. And I know like that's crazy, but I like guys that are not getting hurt all the time. I like guys that have range, because they're the guys whose career can last longer. Eventually that explosion. And look, Zion is going to be generational. Ja Morant is one of my favorite players to watch. But the guys that have range, the guys that understand pace, maybe it's because they're also in years two and three and they understand stop and start and change of direction. And I'm sure that can come because, man, I saw some plays from Zion at the end of the game the other day that were unbelievable. But Luka, to me, is a game that can last for a decade and a half. Zion, I still have concerns.
Would you take Shea Gilgeous-Alexander over Zion?
No.
Okay.
Because Zion, I think in the NBA, it's like I look at Giannis and how he went, I think, pick 15, or Michael Porter Jr. going where he went. In the NBA, I want to take risks on the guys that can be franchise-changing players. And I think Zion has that ability. Luka has that. I don't know about Shea yet.
Should the Lakers – what's the approach for the Lakers now? You have the number one seed in the West, this game against Oklahoma City tonight. What would you do if you're Frank Vogel with your stars?
I think you need to keep them going, because it's been very interesting to watch the impact of starting out of nowhere with these guys. Jamal Crawford's the perfect example. 6 minutes, hamstring. I heard Stan Van Gundy saying this before, where he actually thought that teams would rest players early and get them worked up till later, but there's no home court advantage, Dan. Yeah. So like, if you come in off rest and you lose one or two, it's not like we're going back to Staples Center and we're going to have that advantage. So for me, I would rather, I don't know if you do what the Bucks did yesterday, where you give Giannis 16 and they play 13 guys at 14 minutes or more. But I want LeBron's wheels to be turning. I want my main guys ready. And I also think you have to figure out your rotation. What is your 7? What is your 8?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I want LeBron playing maybe 25 minutes, Anthony Davis, because my point is they're going to face somebody in the opening round who had to crawl and scratch their way in. And if it's Portland or, you know, one of these other dangerous teams, they're already playing playoff basketball. I just want you as close to that as possible. And that's
now, why if he gets 25, Dan, and then let's say it's the fourth quarter and it's like, oh, we need LeBron, I wouldn't put him in there.
No.
You know, like, you've locked up the one, let your reserves, let Caruso, let Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, let them get those valuable clutch time minutes, because you never know when they're going to need it. But like Zion for the Pelicans, he needs to come in for those last 3 minutes, because we're trying to get a playoff seed.
That's what I didn't understand, that they would have had that win against Utah. If you're on a minutes limit or restriction, I want you playing valuable. Does it matter when you have those minutes? It does to me. If I can save you for the final 4 minutes of the game, even if the game's a blowout, I'm still going to have you in there if all we're doing is playing 15 minutes.
All six teams that are fighting for that 8 seed are now within 4 games, which was our metric to see who's going to play in the play-in game. And when that Pelicans game, that very first one, and Alvin Gentry came off and said, you need to understand statistics. I said, okay, Alvin, but like, you knew he had 15. So why didn't you save 3 of them for the end of the game? Like, why did you use them in the beginning of the fourth and not budge? Because now the Suns are 3-0. The Spurs are 2-1, and I'm never counting out Popovich in that playoff streak. Memphis, I know they lose Jaren Jackson, but who knows? And Portland is looking like a 5 seed right now. So I really hope that for the Pelicans' sake, we don't look back at that first game and go, you blew it. Because you might, if they get into a tiebreaker with Portland, people aren't realizing this right now. If you get into a tiebreaker for Portland for that 9 seed, they have the advantage over everybody because it comes down to win percentage and they have played more games. So if it comes down to they will have played more games, their win percentage will be higher. They automatically win. And that could be big for New Orleans.
He's Adam Lefkoe, Turner Sports host.
This is wild, Dan. I just want to say this. I'm sorry for interrupting you. I'm on the Dan Patrick Show right now in an Airbnb in Atlanta holding a microphone. And I just want you to know I feel goated right now. I feel blessed. There's a halo above my head of joy. Just wanted you to know that.
Well, I appreciate that. NBA on TNT Tuesdays. We're talking to the host, Adam Lefkoe, also with Bleacher Report as well. You're in Atlanta. Have you had the wings at Magic City?
I've had the wings at JR Crickets. I'm working my way up. I wanted to try the rest so that when I try the wings at Magic City, I'll have a bearing of what to compare to. And I will be going with my fiance. Don't know if we're going to go inside, but I think that's the only way that I'm allowed to get the wings is if she comes with. You were gone for 2 hours. Yeah, it was congested.
What a long line, hon. Wow. You know, popular wings there.
She's coming.
Yes, absolutely. If I gave you the Lakers or the field in the West.
I'm taking the field because I still like the Clippers. I know that, you know, Devin Booker hit that shot, but I still think that it's going to come down to, can Anthony Davis drop 40 every game against the Clippers? And for me, I look at Paul and Kawhi, and Beverly is still getting back in. Lou Will, Montrezl Harrell is not there right now. And that game came down to the wire, that Clippers-Lakers first game. I think that I still have my doubts on Denver, but I do think it's interesting that they've been doing this without Jamal Murray, without Gary Harris, and now with Bol Bol and Michael Porter Jr., what could that bring? And then you look at teams like the Blazers and the Mavericks. The West, to me, is so deep that I agree with what you were saying earlier with the golfers. Anytime I can get the field, I'm going to take the field just based on odds.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out when you start to handicap this. And I don't know if Anthony Davis has as much pressure on him as he should, because this is his moment now.
And
Paul George is the same thing. I'm waiting for Paul George to reappear. We know what Kawhi does in the postseason, but I'm waiting for Paul George to be great again. And Anthony Davis, you toiled in New Orleans. Now this is really your team. I mean, you should be the star of this team.
Me, D. Wade, and Candace Parker were talking about this, and I was going, Anthony Davis is going to be the one that explodes, and both of them immediately said, we haven't seen it yet. And until you're there, we don't know how it's going to be in a Game 7 in a Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And again, I like to listen to people that have been in Game 7s before, and they said, look, he's a phenomenal player, and we have faith in him, but LeBron is going to need him to be that guy. Because when LeBron has played the 20 playoff games that and he's worn down a little bit, it's even going to be more on Anthony Davis. But I agree with you. I think Paul George is the guy that everyone's forgetting. When he signed with the Clippers, that's when everybody said they're a title contender. And we're going to need those big shots. But, yeah, that Devin Booker shot was incredible. I'm still leaning Clippers. I just am at the depth of the amount of guys that they can throw at LeBron and tire him out.
Before I let you go, let me get your opinion on this. This is Allen Iverson on Complex talking about the greatest of all time.
I'm not going to fight it. You know what I mean? Like, much as I love Michael Jordan, Like, dog, man, LeBron James is the one, dog. He the one, man. The one.
How much does him saying dog like that at the end give more validity to that argument? Yeah. Like, he says it in a way in which you're like, I mean, that has to be the truth. He said it like, we need to finally come out and admit it. Like, there's been this conspiracy of holding it down. I think it's interesting because I always love to make the argument that Allen Iverson was the pound for pound GOAT, because it's always nice to weigh our greatest players of all time. I've also been the guy that said Kareem. I've also been the guy that said, if we were playing against aliens, I'm putting Shaq out there first. But I think also coming off of The Last Dance and coming off of six finals MVPs and what he did, I'm still going Jordan. But again, that's the thing. Forget the media votes. Let's get next year, 75th year of the NBA. Let's get those 75 guys to vote. It's an odd number. We're going to come up with a winner. I think that should settle it. And then we'll do it again in 25 years for the 100th.
I think players are afraid to still say anything negative about Jordan. Even guys who, you know, you not on the floor with him, not involved with him. There's a fear factor with that.
That's why I thought when LeBron did his video after his last finals win, where he said, that's when I became the greatest of all time. For LeBron to say that, I thought was very interesting. But yeah, when you watch Jordan, and I just heard talking about the kill list, or Jordan's over there at his Hall of Fame speech, bringing up the dude that beat him out for because everybody wants to hang out with Jordan. And so they're afraid if they ever say anything, they're not going to get invited to the cigar lounge or his incredible golf course in Florida. Because while we all want to compete with the greatest and say we're better than them, we also want their respect. And I think we know that Jordan will hold a grudge, and nobody wants to be on the other side of that.
Yeah, because if you're critical of LeBron, which so many people in the media are, you know, LeBron is like, maybe he's taking names, but it's not like there's repercussions. Mike, it feels like there's repercussions, and that he'll track you down and he'll remind you. I sat at a table at the Jim Valvano golf tournament years ago. Lou Holtz, Digger Phelps, Quinn Buckner, Jordan, Barkley, and myself.
Oh.
And Jordan did not let up on Barkley, because Charles had a couple of shots at Mike, and I, you know, it was just like friendly fire. And yeah. Jordan turned in a second and started peppering Barkley and reduced him to a puddle. It was amazing to see, and there was silence after he was done. Like, there was smoke that was coming out, and then people were like...
That's the thing. It's like that weird, like, after silence where, like, nobody wants to get in there. I got to have dinner with Barkley the other night, and it's... One, it's amazing because the stories are incredible. Two, it's annoying because everyone in the world, it's like, masks be darned. I'm coming over to get Barkley. But I really hope and think that relationship will get solved. I asked Charles, how annoying was it for you to go on every radio station and to be asked, why isn't this working out? Like, you're the only one involved in this not working out. And I feel like as they get older, it's the greatest relationship in sports that doesn't exist right now. When they went on the Oprah show together, that's one of my favorite clips on YouTube. I implore people to go check it out. But I feel like there's a lot of love there. There's just also a lot of stubbornness. But Michael needs someone like Charles in his life that will always be honest. And Charles is the perfect companion for someone like Michael who can actually take that. And I really hope it gets fixed.
Well, Michael can't take it, but he can give it. And that's part of the problem is Charles did his job and said Michael has not done a good job as an owner, and he hasn't. And I remember when he said it on my show, and I went, uh-oh, Mike's not going to like that. And he said you're surrounded by yes men. Charles, what he said was real. That was true. But Michael can give you grief, but it doesn't feel like you can say anything negative about Mike.
I am optimistic cautiously when what we've seen lately with social justice for Michael to get so involved after The Last Dance, all of us went, wow, we haven't seen this before. I mean, there was a whole chapter in The Last Dance about how he avoids that stuff. I'm curious, as he gets older, will there be even a 1% softening of how he is? And I believe in that 1%, is the forgiveness of Charles Barkley. That's what I believe, because he'll be the only one that, because he has Michael's respect.
Great to talk to you, Lefko. I'm glad you're doing well with the NBA on TNT Tuesdays. Thanks for joining us.
Man, Danettes, I love you guys. Dan, I love you. And to everyone out there, 62219. Happy to be here.
We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last call for phone calls, final results of the poll question, and you're starting to see these college football players go to social media, and, you know, they just want the word to get out. The Players Tribune has published some articles from players from the Pac-12. Now the Big Ten has reached out. They have a unity proposal, and it's basically asking for the protection, the well-being of all athletes here. And what they're asking for, they're not asking for 50-50 rev share like the Pac-12 players. These are basically just safety measures and making sure that they keep their scholarship here. But you're going to see this, I'm sure, ACC, SEC, their players are going to be asking for the same thing. And you don't have a union. You don't have a spokesperson That's part of the problem with this is you're going to go through the Players Tribune to be able to publish this, and hopefully you get some eyeballs on this, and then you're going to have your, you know, commissioner with the Big Ten going to be able to look at this, and then hopefully, you know, listen at least to what's going on with these players. That's why I go back to what happened at Washington State, where you had some players who said, hey, you know what? We want some assurances here. We're in line with some of these other players in the Pac-12. And the head coach goes, see ya. You're not on the football team anymore. You can't be a coach who says, hey, I care about my players, and then say, well, I only care about them if they fall in line with what I want them to fall in line with. And I had a real problem with what went on at Washington State. And Colorado State, hopefully you got your story straight, that you're not hiding positive COVID results there. You know, the players are not going to protect you. That, you know, we saw this at Iowa with what happened. We've seen this at Michigan State. We've seen this in a variety of places. And it's going to continue here. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Sorry about that. I was looking at the Colorado State story. One sec.
Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
If you thought you were going to be a first rounder, would you play college football? Up to 58% say no.
Yeah, I'd like to know a little bit more here. I'd like to know, and not to dance around an answer here, but I think things are going to be a little bit more illuminated here in the next couple of weeks. And then we'll get a real sense of who's playing, how many games we're playing, who's not playing. Yeah, Paul.
2013, Bud Selig issued a 211-game suspension for Alex Rodriguez for possession of a banned substance. It was reduced to 162. Here's a good one. 1960, for the first time, two Major League Baseball clubs traded managers. Detroit traded Jimmy Dykes to Cleveland for Joe Gordon.
Yeah, Alex Rodriguez with 211.
Wow.
What did you possess if you get 211?
And do you think Selig's in the office going, you know, 220 is, that's a little harsh.
215 is too harsh. I got to go 211 here. And then they reduced it. And now A-Rod's the face of baseball in some, at least TV. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Allen Iverson insists LeBron James is the one dog, not Michael Jordan.
No. McLovin?
Alex English, leading scorer of the entire 1980s.
Yes. You walk that back a little bit. Seton O'Connor.
You can catch Brett McMurphy doing two sets at Yuck Yucks tonight.
He'll be at Caroline's. Pritzy will open up for him. Paulie?
Mike Florida does not cut his own hair.
What we learned brought to you by Home Depot. When it comes to flooring options, this is what the pros go to. They go to Home Depot with everyday low prices, even bigger savings when you purchase by the pallet. Pros, best option when it comes to flooring. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow here at Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.